Here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Fred Belo. And first of all, tell me what you're doing at the University of Illinois.
So I'm studying factors that affect high corn yield. I'm after the so-called 300 bushel corn yield formula, and I'm trying to understand what it's going to take to sustainably produce 300 bushels.
Mm-hmm. Well, here is part of this life cycle analyses and applications to new technologies panel. What was the message that you brought to this group participating here at the CUTC?
So I tried to tell the group that due to genetic improvements through standard plant breeding and biotechnology, that some of the standard factors used for nitrogen inputs in corn life cycle are actually a little higher than necessary. And so, in other words, the efficiencies have improved, and those new numbers should be reflected into the amount of carbon emissions that come from growing corn for ethanol.
Do you think that there are still room for improvement?
Oh yeah, because the yields have gone up, and because nitrogen is so keenly involved, the requirements and the efficiencies are better than they used to be. We used to think that it took 1.2 pounds of N to produce every bushel, and we fertilized accordingly. But now we know with modern genetics, the factor is more like 0.85. And so this really represents a huge savings in nitrogen and energy required to produce corn.
And how is that going to most benefit the production of ethanol today, for example?
Well, I think the way that it benefits the production of ethanol is it helps show the EPA and the people that are trying to increase the ethanol standard that there's less of a negative impact of growing corn for ethanol production, not only from CO2 but also nitrous oxide. When the efficiency factor is quite a bit higher than the standard textbook value would suggest, this means that we actually produce ethanol with a lot less environmental impact.
Well, looking ahead, I know we've got some people here talking about plant breeding and genetics. How do you see some of what's in the pipeline there having an impact on, again, this idea of making more efficient use of inputs and resources like fertilizer?
See, I think that what we've done just by selecting for increased yield is we've genetically improved nitrogen use. Now with the focus being on better nitrogen use and the genomic tools with biotechnology, I think we're going to make even more rapid improvements. Just the indirect improvement in nitrogen use from the incorporation of the rootworm trait that protects the root, I think bodes well for the identification and idea of future improvements that will lower the requirement even more. And I can see a requirement as low as 0.7 pounds per bushel in the near future.
Great. Well, tell you what, we got a lot to look forward to with a lot of the new research and new ideas that are being brought out here at this CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.